That's good. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark, Mark 16, and let's read verse 1 to verse 7. Mark 16, verse 1 to verse 7. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you." Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who rose from the dead on the third day, and in him we have hope and we have a trust. As you raise him from the dead, you will raise us. You will raise our mortal body, O God, and you will take us when you come, O Lord. We thank you for the hope we have in you, the eternal life. We thank you for the forgiveness of our sin. We thank you for the assurance of our salvation. We thank you for all your privileges and your love and your care unto us. O God, we invite you today in our worship, in our celebration, O God, this day, O God. We pray, O Lord, that you will live in the power of the resurrection, O God, and we'll have the fellowship of the suffering with you, O Lord, till you come and take us. O God, we ask you to bless this day, bless our prayers as we gather here. Also bless all our brethren and their prayers, O God, wherever they are. O Lord, your body, O Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hear our cry and hear our petition. Let's come now to the Lord and let us ask him forgiveness for our sins. Forgive, O God, and heal us and heal our land. Have mercy on your church and your people as we confess and renounce our sins. As we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Purify us, O God. O God, accept us once again in the Beloved. Forgive our sins that we confess now and renounce. Work in our lives unto perfection in the image that you want us to be, that we'll be similar to your Son, O God. Give us, O Lord, and work with us, that every one of us, in the name of Jesus, will reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit that reflect the character of Jesus. I pray that every one of us will persevere, O God, as we repenting, O Lord, that we will have the good attitude, that you like to see in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let's come now to the Lord. Let us give Him thanks for all what we receive from Him. O God, hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Lead us, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your help and your support. We thank you for the healing, answer prayers, the miracles, the provision, the protection. We thank you for all these things. And here we are, Lord. We are going to present to you our petition, our prayers, and our request. Hear our prayers, O God. Let's come to God. Let's ask Him our needs. Answer our needs, O God. Help us, O Lord. We are crying to you. We have no one but you, O Lord. We knock at your door. We ask you help and support, O God. O Lord, let your will be done. As you ordain, not our wills, but yours. We trust in you, O God, that you provide us all our needs according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus our Lord. And according to your will, O God, we are knocking at your door. We are seeking your face. We are asking, O God, and we expect that we receive, O Lord. We expect that you will open the door for us. Answer our prayers. Provide all the needed things, O God. O Lord, I pray, unfold your good plans for each and every one of us, O God. Everyone who is here in other places, speak to us, direct us, and even fulfill your word. Let your Father know what you need before you ask. O God, as we are praying, O Lord, you give us what we need and open our eyes to what you give us so that we can use them. O Lord, speak to us individually, to each and everyone, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for one another now. There are people who are in need of prayers. You know them. Brothers and sisters who are in need of prayers. Let's pray for those people. Let's pray for our brethren who need our prayers. Hear our cry. Hear us, O God. Hear us. Answer our prayers, Lord. We are praying for them. Heal the sick, provide, give jobs, solve problems, open doors. Oh God, I pray, give them wisdom how to handle and manage. Give them perseverance, patience. Oh God, direction from you. Take them out from these trials in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families. Let's pray for our families, all the families members. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Let's pray. Oh God, save who are unsaved. Heal who are sick among each and every member of the family, oh God. Provide solutions, Lord. Provide for these families, oh God. Let every family shine, that the people will see you through their lives. I pray for each and every parent to be united in serving you, Lord, and leading their children, and raise them up in the fear of yours, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for your jobs, pray for your boss, the place you are working, your income, your salary. Commit yourself to preach the word of God in the place that you are there, to share the gospel, to be a good example to others. Lord, hear our prayers. Pray for blessing upon these places that my brethren are walking. Wherever you hide the place, each and every one of us, bless and prosper these places, and we commit ourselves to preach your word, O God. Lord, I pray that you open their mouths, O God, and put words to evangelize, to speak about you, not to be afraid. Give boldness, O God. Do miracles. So people, they will know the true God, and they are your servants in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. I pray for each and everyone's salary to come on time without delay, O Lord. I pray they will be faithful in giving to you their tithes and their offerings and their first fruits, O God. Maintain these places of work and jobs and incomes. I pray for those who are looking for a job, provide for them in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this place that God put His church. And also in other places, let us also pray for our neighborhood, our friends, colleagues, relatives, neighbors, that we will reach them with the gospel. God, thank you for the place you put us here in UAE and other places that you put your church. Oh God, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, in Africa, Lord, in all these places, oh God, that we had been separated in congregations, families, members, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you give us boldness, Lord, to preach your word, oh God, and do miracles that the people will know you through our lives, oh God. I pray for all our logistic needs will be met in the name of Jesus. We pray for favor. We pray for protection from the work of devil, from the pandemic. Lord, you help us and guide us, O God. Provide our needs that we can preach your word. Also, Lord, give us cheerfulness to go on and serve you, Lord. And I pray also, Lord, that you fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Fill us, O Lord. Refill us, O God. Tell him, Lord, refill me now with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Spirit to go on and serve you, Lord. You help me, God. O Lord, I pray. I pray for more spiritual revival, more awakening, more evangelism, O God. Lord, we are praying for more Bible studies to be planted, more congregation for the church to be planted. I pray, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you fulfill the vision that you give us to multiply, to be multiplied in peace, and we will implement the whole will of God. I pray for people to speak in tongues. The gift of interpretation of tongues will be given to us also. The gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of evangelizing, gift of pastoring, teaching, exhorting, teaching, O Lord, pastoring, Lord, we pray all talents and gifts that we need, O Lord, you will provide for us. O God, we commit to you also this day, this service, O God. Anoint us, O God. Anoint this recording that will reach different places. Anoint our songs, our prayers, our giving, O Lord, the preaching of your word. O Lord, we pray that you will be there in all these places and in all these missions that we are going to do for you. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be magnified and, Lord, glorified. We thank and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the living God. Let us worship the Christ, our resurrected Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Jesus, oh, we sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to die, heal, and forgive. Because we live, he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen.
Yeah. Jesus, and take your place.
Yes, Lord, we are made for you. I was made for you. We will continue to serve you and walk in your ways and do what you want us to do. We thank you, God. Lead us, O Lord, and help us. Speak to us even today through your word and direct us of what we need to do. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let us now be seated in God's presence. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring them into the house, into the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for all your provision and your help. And thank you for my brothers and sisters who commit their life to you and also brought their tithes and offering and first fruit. We bring them to you, O God. O Lord, I pray, fulfill your word, open the windows of heaven and pour us so much a blessing that we have no place to keep and rebuke the devourer in our lives. And Lord, multiply this money and use them, O Lord, to reach the lost, that your gospel will be preached, O Lord. We thank and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Mark chapter 16. As we are celebrating today the our Lord's resurrection from the dead, we will meditate the impact of his resurrection in each and everyone individual life. Hallelujah. And we read in verse 1, and when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment. And they were affrighted. And he said unto them, "Be not affrighted. He is Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold, the place where they laid him. But go your way, that his disciples and Peter, that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you." And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they, when they had heard that he was alive and had seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto 2 of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which has seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with the new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, I pray. Anoint my lips and put word in my mouth, O God, to help your people, to strengthen them, to direct us, O God. I pray, O Lord, that you will live in the victory of your resurrection, O God, not only this day, but every day of our life, until you come and take us with you. Teach us the ways of yours and guide us. Encourage us, revive us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The woman in verse 1 is saying, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. He was crucified on a Friday. The Sabbath was rest. So they observed the Sabbath. They did not go out, but they went on the after the Sabbath, the first day of the week. What we learn here, that 6 days we need to work. The seventh day is we give it to the Lord. It is Sabbath of rest. And also, it is good to have rest for our bodies, and good to give rest also to the people who are with us. So here the woman, they observe the word of God and the command of God. And what we learn also, they bought sweet spices. Which time they bought it? Either it could be either Friday, they bought it and they had to prepare it, or they bought it after the end of the Sabbath. They bought it and they want to come and to anoint the body of Jesus. Now, why they want to do that? That's where the Jewish tradition that they anoint the body. The body of Jesus, as we know, he was anointed by Joseph, the man from Arimathea, with Nicodemus. You can read about him in the book of John. They anoint him, and now the woman, they will come to put up more incense on him. They spend to bring incense so that the smell of the decayed body will not come. Oh, that is how they can understand things. Now, at this time, we don't need to do all these things. But what we learn here, we need to be willing to honor the Lord's pain and do the thing that the Lord wants us here to do. What we also learn here from this verse, that dead body we should not burn. Now there is the tradition of the cremation. That is what the scriptures teach us, is to bury the dead, because there are scriptures teach us also that the certain wicked people, their bones was burned. So we refrain from cremation, but we bury our dead. In verse 2, and very early in the morning, the first day of the week, that is what we call today Sunday, they came unto the sepulchre and the rising of the sun. Early in the morning, they wake up early. People now, they wake up early if they have exam, if they have journey, if they have picnic, they wake up early. If they have work, they wake up early. But when you tell them, come to God, they say, no, this is the only day we have, we want to take rest. That's what we learn here. We raise up early and we give the best of our time to the Lord. And in verse 3, and they said among themselves, who shall rule us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? The problem that was ahead of them, and they were thinking about it in their mind while they are in the way, they decided to go and they want to honor the Lord, but there's the issue of the stone that they saw Joseph of Arimathea had ruled the stone. It's possibly a big stone. There are some people with him have ruled the stone there. And this woman, they were thinking that who will help them to move the stone? You know, when you move to serve the Lord, there are a lot of obstacle, hindrances in the front of you. But the most important is that your willingness. As you move forward to serve God, listen, as you move forward to serve God, the obstacles that you are thinking that is there, God will help you to remove them. You know, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 and 2, it says that in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Now here God do it himself. He sent an angel and he removed it himself. You know, there was another problem also, another obstacle. You know, they are not aware that, also we read in the book of Matthew, you know, the story of the resurrection, if you get the four Gospels, you find it all complementary to one another. It's one story. In the book of Matthew chapter 27, that the priest, they came to Pilate and they told him that you put gods and others. So he told them, you go do what you want. They put seal on the stone and they put gods. This is another problem, another obstacles. The woman does not know about this because after they left, that happened. Now my point here, there are a lot of obstacles that God is dealing with without our knowledge. So go forward, save God. God will be the one to help us, to guide us, to solve problems, to deal with situation and people, obstacles, even without our knowledge. And that is today our encouragement from this story of the resurrection of our Lord, that we can overcome because he is alive and he is with us. Hallelujah. Let's go now to verse 5. Mark 16, verse 5. Verse 4. And when they looked, they saw the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. The stone was very great, and possibly Joseph had used some other people to move it away. But here, when they look forward to go and honor the Lord, they look forward to go and serve the Lord, they look forward to do what this was in their mind correct. When they move forward, they have seen that obstacle had moved away. That is the faith that God wants to give us today, my brothers and my sisters. We need to have faith in God. We should not be hindered by any circumstances in our mind and thought. We need to go forward. If God had put something in your mind, you go forward. The obstacles, the Lord will take it away and will deal with it. Let us move by faith that this woman moved, hallelujah. And now the stone was moved away, and in verse 5, and now entering into the sepulchre. Now the sepulchre there, at that time it was a big room. And they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. They were afraid. They saw a man that is the angel of God was there. The situation is something they are not expecting to see all these things. God is working. God is moving in our lives. Amen? As we move forward, we will witness miracles. God is doing wonderful things. And verse 6, and he says unto them, he announced unto them, be not afraid. Don't be afraid, my brothers and my sisters. Don't be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. Hallelujah. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. He announced to them the victory, the resurrection of Christ. And that is the victory that help us, all of us, today. Help us every day, even tomorrow, even day after. That's our help. That's our hope in the resurrected Christ. Because when Christ rose from the dead, we have hope that our mortal bodies will be also resurrected when we die. We will raise up. And or when he will come, he will take us with him. Tell them, don't be afraid. He is risen. Verse 7. But he gave them assignment. But go your way, tell his disciples, and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. He gave them commission to go and tell his disciples. To go and tell Peter. Why he say here Peter? Not because he is the leader. But being a leader and he deny Christ and he run away, maybe now he is ashamed to come. So the message of God to him and to you also, maybe you have denied Christ, you have done wrong something in the past. But God is telling you today, you come back, I still love you. You turn, repent and come back and start to serve me. Still your place and mercy is there. Come back. And he told them, let them go to Galilee. Why they need to go to Galilee? Because Christ, his ministry, he started in Galilee. And the large number of disciples, his disciples, were in Galilee. And all of them, they are discouraged because Christ was crucified. They don't know he is risen. So they will be revived. So they need to go on there. So that, and he will go there to meet them there, because many disciples are there. And also, why in Galilee? Because when they came to the Passover finished, they need to go back to their home in Galilee. So they are there. You go there and I will come to you. God wants us to go to other people and tell them about Christ. He is risen from the dead. And to let have in their heart hope that as the Christ risen from the dead, they will also believe in him, or follow him. When they repent and follow Christ, they will be also having eternal life. They will follow Christ, they will save him. And when he will come, he will take them with us. Hallelujah. And verse 8, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed, neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. They were afraid. Something amazing, there's a good news, but the situation is there is fear, they did not see Christ, they saw angel, and you know, here they say they, and they went out quickly, they fled, they trembled, they were amazed, they say, and neither they say anything to any man, they did not speak. You know, the early manuscript of Mark was ended only here, verse 8. From verse 9 to verse 20 was added later on to it. But you want to say here, in verse 8, it's up to you. It's up to you. It is up to you to not speak anything. Just consider Christ's resurrection one day and celebrate, and after that you forget. Or to accept the excitement to live your life for Christ every day, with miracles, with signs, with wonders, with service unto Him, to go and tell. It is a decision in your hand. And we read, and as we decided to follow Christ, as we decide to serve Him, we will continue to do the work and the assignment. In verse 9 we read, now when Jesus was risen early, the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils. Mary Magdalene, we read about her in book of John, chapter 20. She met the Lord at the sepulchre. She considered Him as a gardener. And she responded to the message. She responded that Christ had been resurrected, and she remembered how He delivered her and how He had taken seven demons out from her. And what she did? Verse 10, and she went and told them that had been with Him as they mourned and wept. She responded to the message. She went to tell the disciples, to tell them. And how she found them? They were mourning, they were crying, because Christ is dead. They don't know He's risen. We need to preach the gospel, to go to those who are mourning, those who are crying, those who have no hope. We need to go to them. That is our mercy. We need to serve God as this woman did. In verse 11, and they, when they had heard that He was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. That is why they did not believe. Either they despise her because she is a woman, or that is their excuses for themselves, because they left Christ when He was arrested. They left him alone. And that's how they justifying themselves when they did not believe in her. But the point here, what I want to tell you, don't be discouraged when people does not believe the word of God that you are telling to them. Don't be discouraged. You continue to tell and go to others. In verse 12, and after that, He appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into their country. That's the story of the two men on the road of Emmaus that we read in Luke chapter 24. Verse 13 to 33 is a long reading. That is where Jesus appeared Himself to two of them, and one of them is named Clopas. He appeared to them, and verse 13, and they went and told unto the residue, neither believed they, not the disciples also, they did not believe on them. Why? Because that is pride and arrogance. We are the disciples, He should appear to us, not to them. You know, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. Sometimes there is pride and arrogance in us. Yeah, we need not to allow this to prevail. and we are not aware of it. And also, the message also encourages us. There are people working to obstruct you, to disturb your ministry, to oppose you. Okay? That's there. But don't be discouraged. God is going to deal with them. You need to continue to serve God because Christ is risen. Amen? Your place in heaven is there. Your sins are forgiven. You have the same privilege with others. Don't be discouraged. Continue to serve God. And let's read verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat. That's in the book of Luke also, chapter 24. When he was eating, they were eating, he came to them. And he ate, they gave him some food and he ate and he showed them. And he rebuked them. That's what we read here. And upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. He rebuked them. He corrected them. Because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. He did this with them. As a rebuke for them. But he restored them. He loved them. He loved us. He corrected us. He rebuked us. He restored us back. Back to service and the ministry. And in verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Hallelujah. And he preached the gospel to every creature. We are called by God today. Everyone. We are disciples of Christ. To go into the whole world. And he preached the gospel to every creature. Creature, even plants and animals are also creatures. But there's no salvation for them. Salvation is only for a human being. That's why we go and preach the gospel to everyone. The same verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. All those who believe, they need to receive water baptism. But he that believeth not shall be damned. There is no salvation to those who does not accept Christ, those who does not repent, those who does not give their life and follow Christ, they will not be saved. And verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with the new tongues. Those who believe in Christ, we who believe in Christ, we have the power to drive out demons. Amen. The power of darkness, we can fight against it by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. And God give us new tongues. Speaking in tongues was to preach the gospel with different languages to all the nations. That is the purpose of it. And verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. When we receive Christ, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And we receive the Holy Spirit baptism, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And the filling of the Holy Spirit enables us to lay hands on sick people, they get healed by the power of the Holy Spirit that is filling us. And also, due to the presence of the Holy Spirit, also that we'll be protected from poison, from evils, from devils, from demonic attacks, we'll be also protected due to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Verse 19. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. We read that also in the book of Luke chapter 24 and Acts chapter 1. When he was speaking with them, he was taken up unto heaven. And that's our hope. He is now at the right hand of God. Christ is interceding for us, praying for us, praying for his church. And they went forth. And God wants us to go forth also. and a priest everywhere. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following them. Amen. God work with them. God did a lot of signs with them, and He's doing with us. He wants us to go forward to save Him. He wants us to do the assignment, our assignment well. In this life, we have troubles, we have difficulties, but Jesus said, take heart, I overcome. We have opposition, we have backup devil, we are persecuted, pressure from every side, but we need to go forward because we have hope in Christ. Apostle Paul said, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. No, we have hope in Christ, not only in this life, but in the life to come, eternal life. And that's why today we go forward, stepping on all difficulties and hardship, because we know He rose from the dead. And that's what we have sung, because He lived, we can face tomorrow. Amen. Let's all stand as a church by faith. Let us commit our life unto Him. Let us go forward. Yes, O God. Let us commit our lives fully to Him. God has sent His Son. Not that we will be despair or be discouraged or we regret or backslidden or we escape or we hide. No, God sent His Son so that we have hope, not only now, but not only on earth, but in heavenlies we have a place. We have now ministry, we have task to do, preparing ourselves for Him to come. Let us celebrate. Let us keep the celebration every day of Christ's resurrection. Hallelujah. Clap your hand to the Lord.
Savior, lead.
Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we are not filled in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen. Let us celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
Our